Last week, I shot a video at the African American Heritage Month celebration at Los Angeles City Hall. And I had the privilege to meet and interview a man by the name of Robert Singleton, who was a freedom rider. Freedom riders were individuals from all over the country, black, white, other ethnicities, that went down to the South during the days of the civil rights struggle to assist in that struggle, to be part of the protests. They put themselves in harm's way at a time when there was extreme violence. Robert Singleton was a college student and went down with a group of people, ended up in jail in the South for 40 days in August of 1961. And, you know, it's interesting meeting somebody like that who put himself on the line and, you know, put himself in danger for, you know, to do the right thing. You don't see a lot of that, you know, and when you ask to shake someone's hand like that, you really mean it. And it's, you know, there were other freedom riders there as well. Another man who, a white man who had gone down to the South at the same time. He had been pulled off a bus, thrown in prison, and had every one of his ribs broken. And there were women, and all kinds of people went down there and put themselves in harm's way to force change, which ultimately did happen. But it's, you know, it's like I said, it's a privilege to meet these sorts of real heroes. I met another person a number of years ago who was part of the Little Rock group, the school age kids that were the first to desegregate schools, I believe, in Alabama, Arkansas, Little Rock. And it was just, I mean, it's really something. I'm thinking about it a lot today, of course, with everything that's going on in Egypt and the Egyptian people in really for the first time are really sort of rising up for their just basic rights. So anyway, it was kind of the highlight of the day, as you could probably understand. That's about all for now. I will talk to you later.